A new study shows even low levels of atrazine can cause male frogs to form female sex organs. The report was published in the science magazine Nature. These results from amphibians in the Midwest are similar to lab tests done on captive African frogs earlier. Gary Casper manages the herpetology collection at Milwaukee's Public Museum.
What's coming out of the research into declining amphibians is kind of scary. We were all alarmed when we started finding cormorants and gulls with twisted bills and deformed legs and eggshells that broke when the mother sat on them. And now we should be alarmed again that we're finding frogs with 5 and 7 legs and frogs that have both male and female organs.
There's dispute whether atrazine is to blame. The manufacturer says no. Some researchers wonder if loss of habitat or ultraviolet radiation may also contribute to frog deformities. And there's disagreement in the scientific community over what levels of the popular herbicide may be harmful. For a decade, Wisconsin has limited, and in some cases banned, the farm chemical to ensure the safety of groundwater and humans who drink it. Jim Vandenbroek is a water quality section chief with the State Department of Natural Resources. He says this study will likely capture the attention of officials at the Federal Environmental Protection Agency.
EPA is looking at the risk to atrazine, not just to human health, but also to the ecosystem. And these studies on these frogs are an indication that there may be an additional problem.
Vandenbroek says depending on the EPA's findings, officials could further restrict atrazine use nationally. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.